I'm talking with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, about a new publication on arm's length external organisations. It's a guide for councillors and officers. Now, John, this publication takes a slightly different approach to your other reports. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yes, as you say, this is a guide to good practice that we're hoping will be carefully studied by councillors and officers across Scotland. It's the second in our How Councils Work series. These highlight general themes from our audit work. It includes a checklist and key points for action. Now, the first one looked at the roles and responsibilities of councillors and officers, and this one develops that theme to look at arm's length external organisations, usually known by their abbreviation, ALEOs.
What is an ALEO?
Well, ALEOs are companies, trusts and other bodies that are separate from the local authority, but they're subject to local authority control and influence. Examples of the services they deliver would include leisure, transportation, property development, care services and the likes. ALEOs can provide financial and operational advantages such as business rates relief for charities and also greater flexibility in service delivery. But they're separate bodies and councils are still responsible for the funds used and for ensuring value for money.
What are your overall messages?
Good governance and accountability arrangements are increasingly important. Councils should ensure, therefore, that they are clear about their expectations of ALEOs and that they have good systems in place to monitor performance and also to flag up significant financial risk and significant service risk.
You also talk about individuals' roles. What are your main points here?
Well, everyone involved in ALEOs has respective roles and responsibilities, and these need to be well understood. It's common practice for councillors to be on the board of the ALEO, and they can have an important role in governance. But councils need to assess the advantages and the possible risks, and it's crucial that individuals are supported in these roles so that they are fully aware of the responsibilities to the council and to the ALEO, and that they know how and when to seek advice if potential conflicts of interest arise. And so the principles of openness, integrity and accountability that councils have to observe apply equally when services are delivered through ALEOs.
How widespread is the use of ALEOs?
Just now there are around 130 major ALEOs across Scotland, and most councils use this vehicle. But as budget pressure rises, councils are having to consider whether there are other ways of delivering services that are more advantageous. The legislation requires councils to provide best value, deliver quality services that meet citizens' needs and that are value for money. And as they weigh up the choices, councils are increasingly choosing to use ALEOs. We may well see further and more innovative use of ALEOs in the future. We often talk of the importance of good options appraisal and the need for councillors to be fully informed. We're also aware that ALEOs and the arrangements surrounding them can be complex. And so it seems, all in all, to be a good time to publish this guide. We hope it will be useful to councils.
John, thanks very much.